Good morning, Symphony Church, and welcome to this morning's devotional. We'll be continuing in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 6 to 30. As they were coming home, when David returned from striking down the Philistine, the woman came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul, with tambourines, with songs of joy, and with musical instruments. And the woman sang to one another as they celebrated, "Saul has struck down his thousands, and David his 10,000s." And Saul was very angry, and this saying displeased him. He said, "They have ascribed to David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed thousands. And what more can he have but the kingdom?" And Saul eyed David from that day on. The next day, a harmful spear from God rushed upon Saul, and he raved within his house while David was playing the lyre, as he did day by day. Saul had a spear in his hand, and Saul hurled the spear, for he thought, "I will pin David to the wall." But David evaded him twice. Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with him but had departed from Saul. So Saul removed him from his presence and made him a commander of 1,000. And he went out and came in before the people. And David had success in all his undertakings, for the Lord was with him. And when Saul saw that he had great success, he stood in fearful awe of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David, for he went out and came in before them. Then Saul said to David, "Here is my elder daughter Merab. I will give her to you for a wife. Only be valiant for me and fight the Lord's battles." For Saul thought, "Let not my hand be against him, but let the hand of the Philistines be against him." And David said to Saul, "Who am I, and who are my relatives, my father's clan in Israel, that I should be son-in-law to the king?" But at the time when Merab, Saul's daughter, should have been given to David, she was given to Adriel, the Meholathite, for a wife. Now Saul's daughter Michal loved David, and they told Saul, and the thing pleased him. Saul thought, "Let me give her to him, that she may be a snare for him, and that the hand of the Philistines may be against him." Therefore Saul said to David a second time, "You shall now be my son-in-law." And Saul commanded his servants, "Speak to David in private, and say, 'Behold, the king has delight in you, and all his servants love you. Now then, become the king's son-in-law.'" And Saul's servant spoke those words in the ears of David, and David said, "Does it seem to you a little thing to become the king's son-in-law, since I am a poor man and have no reputation?" And the servants of Saul told him, thus and so did David speak. Then Saul said, "Thus shall you say to David, 'The king desires no bride piece except 100 foreskins of the Philistines, that he may be avenged of the king's enemies.'" Now Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines, and when his servants told David those words, it pleased David well to be the king's son-in-law. Before the time had expired, David arose and went, along with his men, and killed 200 of the Philistines. And David brought their foreskins, which were given in full number to the king, that he might become the king's son-in-law. And Saul gave him his daughter Michal for a wife. But when Saul saw and knew that the Lord was with David, and that Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him, Saul was even more afraid of David. So Saul was David's enemy continually. Then the commanders of the Philistines came out to battle, and as often as they came out, David had more success than all the servants of Saul, so that his name was highly esteemed. When I was younger, in elementary school, I used to love collecting and playing with Yu-Gi-Oh cards. And when I was in first grade, I went to watch the new Yu-Gi-Oh movie with a close friend of mine, and they gave out exclusive promo booster packs at the theater. We were so excited to open our booster packs together. He opened his, and he got the Blue Eyes Shining Dragon, the coolest card you could get from the pack. Man, I was so jealous. I don't even remember what card I got. I don't even remember what the movie was about, but I do remember just being jealous, wishing I had his card. Teddy Roosevelt once said, "Comparison is the thief of joy." When we compare what we have with others, it takes away from the satisfaction we might get with what we have, as well as the joy we might experience for others. You see, what should have been a fun experience for me, going to the movies with a friend and getting free Yu-Gi-Oh cards with it, ended up being a bitter experience due to my own jealousy. Leading up to this passage, David was starting to build a name for himself. He defeated the Philistine champion Goliath and was successful wherever Saul sent him. So then, when they were returning home to the woman of the cities singing, Saul saw David's growing reputation as a threat and became jealous of the love that the people had for him. Saul himself is still celebrated with the singing of his striking down thousands, but his jealousy took away both the joy for himself as well as celebrating David's accomplishments. His jealousy caused him to grow further and further away from the Lord as he began to plot different ways to manipulate and get rid of David. Saul offered his eldest daughter Merab's hand in marriage in exchange for David fighting battles, hoping that he would fall and die to the Philistines. And David humbly refused. And then when Saul's daughter Michal loved David, he didn't celebrate her joy and love, but instead saw an opportunity to once again manipulate David, asking for a bride piece of 100 Philistines, and once again, hoping David would fall to the Philistines. So how can we avoid this kind of jealousy in our own lives? Saul's relationship of jealousy and fear with David is such a stark contrast to his son Jonathan's relationship with David, which was mentioned earlier in the chapter. While Saul's jealousy and fear ruined his relationship with David and drove them further apart, Jonathan's love for David only brought them closer together, as Jonathan loved David as his own soul. So, while jealousy drives us apart, love brings us closer together. So let's strive to love each other in our relationships to prevent any kind of jealousy. Let's take some time to reflect on the relationships we have in our own lives. Are we intentionally loving the people in our lives? Do we let jealousy drive us further apart? God wants us to take joy in the work that He is doing in our lives, as well as celebrate the work He is doing in others' lives, without comparing. If you're struggling with jealousy, I want to encourage you to bring it to God. Saul responded with his jealousy with manipulation and trickery, but that's just falling right into the enemy's trap card. Let's come before God with humility, asking for love. Let's pray. God, we thank you for today's word. We thank you for who you are, that you are a God of love. We pray that you would be present in our friendships and in our relationships. God, we pray against the attacks of the enemy. We pray against jealousy that might tear us apart. But we pray that we would model our relationships after Jonathan's love for David, as well as after Christ's love for the church. God, we thank you. We love you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.